Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
That's them. Boys are back in town. That was. I feel like that's every movie with like Craig T. Nelson and Robert De Niro playing like a group of guys who are like.
It's very Las Vegas.
Las Vegas was the end of everything.
It actually was the
it
end
set
of
the
everything.
Tone. Wasn't that like around 2016?
It was before that. I feel like it was even like 2014 or 2013, maybe even earlier. But that was when my personal love affair with Hollywood ended. Like, there's my life before I saw Las Vegas.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
Damn.
This was in my era of like I would see anything vibes, and
sure,
I enjoyed.
Sure sounds like it.
And
you went Las Vegas it is.
I said this was the last time I ever do something like this, and I've been pretty true to that ever since.
Yeah, that is shocking to me.
Yeah,
I just remember seeing the billboards around New York and just wishing they just had an exclamation point at the end of Vegas. Las Vegas.
Yeah,
what are they, they're like all dying. And they're
I don't
like,
know,
we gotta
it's
go.
Like old men going to Vegas. You kind of thought maybe it would have like grumpy old men vibes because
those movies
are
incredible.
But no.
Grumpy Old Men 2, Lost at Sea or Out to Sea with Elaine Stritch.
That might have been Grumpy Old Men 3.
What's the one where
they were
the
never
cruise?
Lost at sea.
Yeah, they were on the cruise ship.
Grumpy Old Men 1 was in the winter. Grumpy Old Men 2 was in the summer. And then I don't know Grumpy Old Men 3.
Oh my God, Laura, you'll love it. They go to...
Grumpiest Men.
Hold on.
3, the grumpiest of all. Grumpy Old Men, extra grumpy.
Out to Sea.
Is Out to Sea just a... It's a different...
Oh,
that's a different movie.
I thought it was like the
That's not in the Grumpy Old Men universe, though.
Sorry.
It may have some of the same
It's literally Jack
actors.
Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
Yeah, that was not in... I was like, what? How did I miss... Grumpy Old Men Out to Sea, but certainly I didn't.
Diane Cannon, Elaine Stritch. Rue McClanahan's in it. Kind of the same characters, but one's a widower, one's divorced, gambling addict, Walter Matthau's. And they go, he signs them up as like dance escorts on a rich cruise for like rich old women. And then they meet. Yeah, it's great.
Hilarity.
You got to see it.
Okay.
Yeah. True,
I think
hijinks.
I have seen it because I do love like an old person comedy.
Right.
But now that they have like demented studio execs and like horrible writers executing all these types of old people projects, it's like.
Well, they're like, they need to die. So we'll just like in every old. Like in those movies, like they were fucking.
And they were really funny. Like, I tried to watch Book Club 2.
Oh.
God bless.
I'm sorry. That
my
was...
mom and I turned it off. We were both
right
like, what
that.
The fuck?
I watched it on the way to Miami. I was angry. Because the first one was like kind of frothy and fun. This one was disgusting. I'm sorry. I was horrified at what they were making these people do.
They did wrong by everyone.
Diane Keaton, at one point, I think actually looks into the camera. Like, she was totally...
Elder abuse.
No, they showed up to set and they were like, they didn't know their lines, of course, whatever. Like, they don't need to know their lines. But they showed up and they were just, Diane was like, I'm just going to say this.
With that script, you're best not to memorize.
It was bad.
With that, I understand, like, being an actress and then getting that script and being like,
fuck,
I'm going to cash the check and do the bare fucking minimum.
All of them are like, you know, you can't, they're
legends.
All, but they deserve
better.
And like, that's why, like, I think about the Golden Girls, and by the way, they were all, like, 50 in that, and elderly,
yeah,
but, like...
I know. Being a woman has really never been harder.
Truly still some of the funniest TV scripts.
Comedy.
Like, why can't we give elderly elder people, like senior legends, funny fucking movies to do.
We can't give anyone funny fucking movies to do. True. Seniors are at the bottom of the totem pole in terms of like Hollywood hierarchy. So like they're getting the literal drags. Like people, I imagine when people turn in certain scripts, they just shit in a diaper and send it over to like their exec in charge of production.
And they're like, this is amazing.
They're like, we have a few notes, but overall you did a great job.
We used to be a proper country.
They go, we have a few notes. We think you could be eating more fiber, but overall you did incredible.
They parse through the shit.
Yeah, and then you're like,
that's
your phone.
What
call?
If that's the future of Hollywood?
No, the
like
future
colonics.
Of Hollywood is you shit in a diaper, you give them a stool sample, and then they're like, seems like you ate a lot of corn this week, but otherwise you're doing great. And then you schedule a phone call, but the whole phone call is just you and the execs in charge of production making fart sounds to each other. And then you're sent off to do the next draft.
What if, like, in a Cronenberg twist, the new Hollywood is like writers and creatives shit? The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/sexyunique.